Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host and garden expert, Teresa Watkins. What an exciting gardening weekend. King Charles III's coronation is going on. Let's get ready to rumble about that. And it's also World Naked Gardening Day. So we have a lot to talk about, and it's the start of a new spring month. Good morning, Lizzie. How are you?
I'm doing good. Maybe that's what happened to my cucumbers or my grandson's cucumbers. I wasn't doing it naked. No gardening naked for me. Sorry.
There you go. Well, we are going to be talking about your cucumbers and all your gardening questions. So it's going to be wonderful. We had very little rainfall this week, and we desperately need it. We're still in a moderate to severe drought throughout the state. Hopefully we'll get some rain today and tomorrow, and looks like about 30% chance, but I'm not giving it much hope. Thank you to everyone who came out to see me and Tom McCubbin last weekend at the Plant Doctor booth at the Apopka Art and Foliage Festival. I want to say a big thank you to Jim from Ocoee and Barbara, who is originally from Barbados. They came out. I enjoyed meeting them so much. Barbara just makes you smile, and she is just wonderful. She wonders why things don't grow here like they do in Barbados.
Because Barbados is much cooler than us.
Yeah. and then Jim, lots of great questions at the festival. So we're very pleased to see everyone. And so welcome to those of you who are listening for the first time. Talked to a lot of people who didn't know about Better Lawns and Gardens. And so we definitely want you to spread the word, let people know if they have gardening questions, find out what to do in their landscape. Listen in every morning here, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. And we would love that. And so also, too, we are going to be talking about the coronation, all the flowers used. You know, King George III, he is very environmental. He's all about passionate about sustainable landscaping. And so we're going to be talking about the flowers that are being used and the plants that are being used at the Westminster Abbey today. And so we'll be talking about that. And then also, too, we're going to be answering your questions, gardening questions. So if you'd like to get put this phone number into your phone, 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me this morning and say good morning, what you're drinking or what you love about gardening, 23680. I would love to hear from you. What defines the American garden? Okay, so we're going to be talking about that this morning in the first hour. What is an American gardening? And then also, too, again, the coronation flowers. So the seasonal flowers and foliage used in the coronation come from all over the United Kingdom. They've been sent ahead of time, of course. The flowers have been provided by Flowers from the Farm, a nonprofit association that champions artisan growers of cut flowers. And so the foliage around the altar that you see, the high altar that you see, is foliage from the Royal Horticultural Society. And so from the Isle of Skye to the coast of Cornwall, and from the mountains of Snowdonia to Tobermore in Northern Ireland, over 120 varieties of flowers have been grown by over 80 members of the Flowers from the Farm. And these have been grown on farmland, allotments, and cutting gardens across the four nations of the United Kingdom. The arrangements have been designed by Shane Connolly and Company and will reflect Their Majesty's deep affection for the natural world and the shared passion for gardening, and showcase the best of the British countryside in the spring. It's been inspired by the richness of Westminster Abbey, and the flowers and foliage will be arranged using sustainable techniques without the use of a single use of plastics or floral foam. And that's kind of interesting to me, because what are they holding up, and what are they, using to stand the flowers up and to hold them together? So I'm sure they're using some organic material like rope and twigs and branches that have been curled up, the green branches. So that'll be interesting to find out more about. So at the great west door of the Westminster Abbey, as you come in, a pair of tall yew topiaries will be underplanted with a meadow of wild grasses and cowslips, primroses, and violets. Following the coronation, these yews will be replanted in the new biodiverse topiary garden at Sandringham, which will be open to the public as a lasting reminder of the day. At the grave of the unknown warrior, echoing the colorful British wildflower meadow scene on the hand-painted invitations to the Majesty's coronation. That's nice. They sent their invitations with wildflowers on the front.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes. Fresh spring flowers that are symbolic of remembrance will frame the grave of the unknown warrior. And so these symbols of remembrance are sprigs of rosemary, bay for virtue, bluebells and forget-me-nots for constancy of love, daffodils for chivalry, cowslips and lilac for memories of youth, and lily of the valley and auriculas, which both appeared in Her Majesty's wedding bouquet in 2005. And that's Queen Camilla. So what defines the American garden? The term conjures up images of cookie-cutter landscapes, perfectly mown lawns, and white picket fences. Yet the American garden is so much more than the stereotypical suburban front yard. In American Roots, authors Nick McCullough, Allison McCullough, and Teresa Woodard, they have traveled across the United States to unearth the true American design aesthetic, one that embraces regional culture, plants, growing conditions, and individuality. One of the authors of American Roots, Teresa Woodard, she's going to be with us next to discuss the importance of American gardens. And in our second hour, Heidi Mortensen, Rose Portfolio Manager and Bloomables Brand Manager for Star Roses and Plants, joins us to discuss their newest flower collections. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs. Plus, with our 8011 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil, your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
How exciting does a scavenger hunt sound? Grab your friends and go on a wild quest.
Come on, guys, let's go.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission's Wild Quest is a free scavenger hunt taking place on wildlife management areas across the state, April 28th to May 7th. So grab your phone and join FWC on a wild adventure across Florida's best nature spots.
Look, a deer.
Complete missions and earn points for a chance to win cool prizes.
Go to FloridaWildQuest.com to play. That's FloridaWildQuest.com.
Get readier.
In Florida, strengthening your home against hurricanes just makes sense. Don't miss the chance to save money while strengthening your house with the My Safe Florida Home program. Make your home more resilient against storms and save yourself future financial stress. Get started today. Apply for a free home wind mitigation inspection at MySafeFLHome.com. That's MySafeFLHome.com. MySafeFL Home. Stronger homes, safer Florida.
When it comes to taking care of your acreage, don't mess around. Toro's zero-turn mowers cut big yards down to size in less time, so you can spend more time hunting, fishing, or just enjoying the day. Built with comfort-enhancing, productivity-boosting features like MyRide suspension that takes the ache out of acreage, massive rear-drive tires for ultimate traction, and ultra-durable iron-forged cutting decks you can rely on for years to come. Bowl through anything that dares get in your way. Toro, count on it. Visit toro.com/zero-turn to find yours.
My name is Stephen Shelley, and I'm the CEO of FarmShare. Hardworking families and blue-collar workers are suddenly becoming food insecure thanks to decades-high inflation and record-high costs for food, gas, rent, and household staples. Florida's teachers, nurses, college students, and restaurant employees are struggling to pay bills and feed their families. FarmShare, Florida's Grassroots Food Bank is tackling this food insecurity head-on by providing life-sustaining food to hardworking Floridians. Learn how you can help us help your neighbors at farmshare.org. Paid for by FarmShare.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Teresa Woodard is an award-winning garden writer and author. During her 14-year career, she has written and produced garden content for national publications like Better Homes and Gardens, Country Gardens, and currently serves as a contributing garden editor at Midwest Living Magazine. And so she loves to garden herself, and she advises American in Bloom communities across the country. Good morning, Teresa. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning to you. It's great to be here. Thanks so much for having me on your program.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so honored to have you. So we're both members of Garden Communicators International, which is made up of garden authors and writers, television and radio hosts, editors and publishers. And recently, we both participated in the National Garden Bureau's book club webinar, which featured your book. You are one of the garden authors featured, like I mentioned, and it's called American Roots, Lessons and Inspiration from the Designers Reimagining Our Home Gardens. So it is a wonderful book. I got so excited when I was learning about it and reading it. It's an insightful exploration showcasing American style of gardening from American landscape designers' perspective. So how did you become, Teresa, a part of the team of writers who wrote this book?
Well, two friends, they're both very talented garden designers, reached out to me, Nick and Allison McCullough, the co-authors of the book. And it was during the pandemic, and I knew Nick and Allison because I had written about their gardens for Better Homes and Gardens and Midwest Living. And so we sat out on their patio, and Nick shared this idea for a book. He said, wouldn't it be fun to feature designers' home gardens where they experiment and be creative and try new ideas. And many of these designers were his personal friends that he had toured their gardens with and was staying in touch with them during the pandemic and hearing about all their fun projects. So I was sold, and, you know, the book took shape from there.
That's so exciting to come up with the ideas. It's just so American to be creative and inventive like that. So what defines an American-style garden?
So I think regionality is the key thing in American gardens. It's not just one cookie-cutter garden, suburban garden with a picket fence, maybe like, you know, people might think of in other parts of the world when they think of an American garden. But it's really one that embraces a sense of place, whether that's Austin, Texas, and cacti and succulents, or it's a lush garden in Rhode Island that, you know, has very green and large leaves and that kind of garden. So we traveled 22,000 miles visiting all of these gardens and had fun. I had fun writing up the narrative on each of them.
Wow, 22,000 miles! That would be a dream trip. And so you mentioned that the book is divided into regions of the country. How did you select the gardens from each area to include?
Well, we started off with a few that Nick knew professionally. Dan and Peggy Ann Benarsik from the East Coast, and Scott Eckley in Seattle, Washington. Those were a couple of the ones that he knew professionally. And then Nick had followed several on social media, so he reached out to them. And then others we just researched through contacts that we had and through magazine articles, that kind of thing. So we've consumed a lot of media, and it really helped to pull together a good solid mix of these garden designers.
I was really proud to see that Florida was included. And so did you go, or did Nick and Allison go to the Florida Garden?
I went to the Florida Garden, it really is a beautiful garden. It's Deborah Yates and Benjamin Burrell's studio garden at their place in Lake Worth Beach. It's in a historic neighborhood called Parrot Cove, and it features a lot of old old Florida plants. They love using native plants and exclusively use those. And then they bring their clients there to kind of show them how a Florida native garden can be beautiful.
What I loved about the book was that not only did you feature the gardens and show beautiful photographs of each garden and discuss the designers and their intent, but you also give a list of plants that these designers were their favorite plants. How did that go? And what did you find fascinating about that?
Well, Nick, he really served as curator of the book, and he brought that design perspective. So it was important at each garden to pick out a plant palette, then we photographed those, and ID'd all of the plants. So each garden is a different chapter, and then within the chapter, we do have this plant palette as well as a lesson for readers to take away.
So how can homeowners, when you mentioned the plant palette, how can they use American roots to reinvent their own home gardens?
Sure. I think there's lots of different ways. They definitely could create a plant list of some things that they've learned in the book. I think there's a lot of newer plant ideas there, as well as some, garden stalwarts that are real workhorses in the garden and have been around for a while. And then I also think they can take away some of these design lessons. So, for example, in one garden, we teach how to do a gravel garden. And in another one, we teach how to plant a prairie. And in another garden, it's a photographer's garden. So she gives tips for photographing your garden. And some are about how to do a hedge. So there's some real practical tips to take away. So I think that's maybe one of the strongest things about the book is from my years in magazine writing, I've always learned from editors that we need to give readers a lot of takeaways. And so we really tried to incorporate that throughout the book.
That's a good point. So as a landscape designer, I'm pleased that the gardens are now being given the respect around the world that they're worthy of. But are the gardens in the book open to the public? Can the book be used as a garden tour guide?
Well, you could use it as garden tour guide in a sense, but they aren't. They're all private gardens featured in the book, but several of them are participating in the Garden Conservancy's Open Days program, and you may be familiar with that.
Yes.
But the ones that are participating in the Open Days tour are John Holmes Garden in Bedford on September 30th, Tate Moorings Garden in Austin, Texas on November 4th, and then Sakana Garden in Rhode Island on July 16th. And then Peter Bavok, he's hosting a workshop experience at his garden on June 3rd, and you can sign up at workshopexperience.org. And then at the Yates Burrell Studio, you can DM them on social media at Yates Burrell Studio, or call them at the number on their website. So all of them are very generous sharing people, and a couple of them even our head horticulturalist at Botanical Gardens. So those include Olbridge Botanic Garden and Jeff Epping, Dan Benarsik at Chanticleer in Wayne, Pennsylvania, and Jonathan Wright at Newfields in Indianapolis. So I think there's lots of places that the book can take readers for greater inspiration.
Oh, I think that's wonderful. And because some of the, or most of them are private gardens, the book would be a great way to see what their gardens actually look like if they can't visit. So I appreciate that. And I will be linking to the Garden Conservancy Days across the country in our podcast feature and on Facebook, so people can go to the Garden Conservancy and see what days botanical gardens and private gardens are open to the public. So that's a wonderful. Now, are signed copies available?
When Nick and Allison and I do speaking engagements, we do offer signed copies, but we don't have a format to do it online. But you can purchase the books through local bookstores and through Amazon.
That's wonderful. And it's a really reasonable price, too. I was really pleased with how cost. It was a right around $25, and I think that's wonderful. And so so tell us about your garden, Teresa. What do you grow?
Well, I experiment with a lot of things. And so I think just being working in the garden industry, you see things and then want to try them in your own garden. But I live outside Columbus, Ohio, and so it's along a nature preserve. And so I've planted meadow strips on both sides of our property. Uh-huh. So I planted gray-headed coneflower and fescue grasses and gloriosa daisies and compass plant. So it really shines in July, and it attracts a lot of butterflies and bees and all kinds of pollinators. And then closer to the house, I have more formal gardens. I have a double row of boxwood, and then lots of bulbs and perennials throughout.
Oh, wow. It sounds beautiful.
Closer to the house.
It sounds beautiful. Oh, well, thank you so much, Teresa, for coming on today to talk about American Roots. And it's called American Roots, Lessons and Inspiration from the Designers Reimagining Our Home Gardens. And it's beautiful, lots of lovely pictures in it, but wonderful plant palettes. Anywhere you live in the country, this book will be a valuable resource for you. So I will see you in Minneapolis in August, Teresa.
I'm hoping to be there. Thanks so much for having me on the show today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for coming. That's Teresa Woodard, and she is the garden editor of Midwest Living and also a garden contributor, writer, and author to Better Homes and Gardens and Country Gardens. So the book is called American Roots, Lessons and Inspiration from the Designers Reimagining Our Home Gardens. Now it's time for your gardening questions. Lizzie's going to put you on our board with your text and garden questions. Remember, a perfect text is your name, your city, and your garden question. I'm Teresa Watkins from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. That's 800-218-5088.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-786-9014, 800-786-9014, 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652. By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. One of the best prices for medical alert devices in the country. If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-876-5235. 800-876-5235. 800-876-5235. That's 800-876-5235.
Hey, listen. Are you a 50-year-old person looking for term life insurance? Then you need to talk to Bob. Bob specializes in helping people find $1 million or more of term life insurance for a couple of $100 a month. Look, you need to know there's a price war in the term life insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call Bob, and he'll shop and see how much money he can save you. Look, this could be the last term life insurance policy you ever have. Your rates are guaranteed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. And if you're a smoker or your health is not perfect, Bob has great rates for you too. So for $1 million of term life insurance coverage for a couple of $100 a month, call Bob right now. 800-890-5049. 800-890-5049. 800-890-5049. That's 800-890-5049. Paid for by Term Direct.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you miss any of today's show, you can always listen wherever you hear podcasts on WFLA Orlando and iHeartRadio. And you can go to Audioboom. And I'm going to be posting links to the podcast on our Facebook page, Better Lawns and Gardens. So if you could go to our Facebook page and like it, give us 5 stars. And I love when you send your photographs of your gardens and your plants and questions there. And so you can do that as well. So now it's your turn. If you have a gardening question, you can call Lizzie at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Lizzie and I are eating our imperial margarine and we're waiting for our crowns to appear.
I laugh so hard whenever you were like, have you ever seen that commercial? I'm like, yes, I have. Where they put a crown on every time they eat butter? Yes. Well, technically margarine.
Yeah, margarine. Exactly. Yeah. Tony would say, no, we need butter. My mom would say, no, it's got to be butter. And so if you have a gardening question, we would love to hear it. So as you're looking at the coronation above the altar there, you can see the beautiful flowers that are there. And so two floral installations of seasonal flowers of the United Kingdom are going to be positioned at either side of the choir. And it's not choir as in the singing choir, but it's choir, Q-U-I-R-E. And the choir surrounds the entrance to the Coronation Theater, where you're seeing everything, and where the majority of the service is taking place right now. So the color palette has been influenced by the rich golds and burgundies and purples, pinks, and reds of the high altar and the Kasmati pavement, which you're seeing down there in the mosaics, as well as their majesty's robes of state and estate. So the installations will feature hellebores, a particular favorite of King George III, which also appeared in his majesty's buttonhole for the majesty's wedding in 2005. And so you will see honeysuckle and tulips and ranunculus blossoms, jasmine and aquilegia, and I can hardly say that, aquilegia. It's going to be tough for me. It's early in the morning. So that is an ancient symbol of the Holy Spirit, with foliage of rosemary, birch, bay, and hazel, and wild broom grown on the Isle of Skye. And so on the high altar, you'll see boughs cut from flowering shrubs and trees from the five Royal Horticultural Society gardens across the British Isles. And that includes branches from the pair of Dawick beech trees planted by Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, at the Royal Horticultural Society at Wisley in 1978. And among the seasonal foliage will also be crabapple blossoms, camellias and acer maples, hazel and rhododendrons, and azaleas will be arranged alongside beech cut from an ancient cluster of trees at Bridgewater, which is another Royal Horticultural Society garden, which would have been visited by Queen Victoria. So the gardens at Wisley, Lizzie, I am going to be there in just less than 10 days.
Yes, I'm so excited about you being able to go there and see this.
Yes, we're going on a garden tour. And those of you who are interested in going to these special garden tour events, you know, please email me. You can go onto the betterlawns.com website and send me an email, and I'll put you on the list for the next one. We're all full, and we're going to be visiting all the most beautiful English gardens in England. And also, we're going to get to visit, I'm very excited about this, Highgrove. And so Highgrove is the home of King George III and the Queen Consort Camilla. And it's going to be open for one day while we're there. And it's not open every day, but we're going to be able to go and visit where he does all his sustainable practices and environmental best management practices. And so we're very excited about going to that.
Oh, of course. Oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait for you to come back and tell us all about it.
I know. And I will be posting pictures, but I saw it was raining a little bit today, which is expected in, you know, May in England. But the temperatures are in the 60s. mid-60s and 50s. So it's going to be beautiful gardening weather. So if you have a gardening question that you need answers to right now, you can't wait for the king to be crowned and it be, you know, go ahead and you can give me a call at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. So Myra sent me an email, and she showed me a picture of her succulent, and its name is Lifesaver. And it's a Heurnia zebrina. And she says it has white spots on it. And it definitely does have white spots on it. Can you tell me if I'm going to lose the plant or what I can do to cure it? Thanks for your advice. Always love your show. Well, Myra, thank you for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. We love knowing that you're out there. And so your Heurnia zebrina has scale. Okay. And with scale, you have to use an oil product. So you can use Summit year-round oil spray or neem oil on it, or, you know, some kind of organic garden safe oil spray, because I'm concerned more about why you're getting it. So sometimes plants get scale when there's not good air circulation. They're under stress and the scale can multiply very quickly. So I'm kind of wanting to know where it's located. Is it on a patio inside a screen porch that tends to, you know, keep the insects in and doesn't have good air circulation, so the plant stresses out and is more susceptible to scale? So email me, let me know where it is, and maybe it might be better to move it to some other location. Okay, so 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. What kind of vegetables can you be planting right now? Well, you can be planting calabaza, chayote, cherry tomatoes, collards, dasheen, lima beans, and snap beans. They can all take the heat of the summertime. Malabar spinach and malanga and New Zealand spinach can also take the heat. And the summer-loving okra. Okra is beautiful in the garden. Even if you're not wanting to grow vegetables, the okra is in the mallow family, which is the hibiscus family. It is yellow with a black throat, and it just looks beautiful. It's a tall plant, about 4 feet tall, and it looks great in the garden border. You can also be planting peppers and roselle, Seminole pumpkins and southern peas, sweet potatoes, tamarillos, yam, and yard-long beans, and they will do well in the summertime. And so you can do that. So you're going to want to call in 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Planting a sustainable vegetable garden helps to protect the environment, and there's nothing like knowing where your vegetables came from. Black Cow is a natural fertilizer with 10 times more nutrients than garden soil. Everything grows better with Black Cow, you know. That's BlackCowKOW.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
It's the Bait and Tackle Life Jacket Fashion Debut. And here comes sport fisherman Fat Jack Brubaker, sporting the new comfortable inflatable vest. Next up on the runway is everybody's chum, bass fisherman Joe Hastings, wearing a fabulous belt pack inflatable. Life jackets save lives. And with today's easy-to-wear designs, you'll be looking good. Wear it, Florida. For more info, go to wearitflorida.com.
Worried about losing your Medicaid benefits once the public health emergency ends? Don't panic. Affordable options are available through the Federal Health Insurance Marketplace. You don't have to try to figure this out on your own. There are certified health insurance navigators available to help you and your family find the right coverage. There's no obligation and it's free. Visit coveringflorida.org and secure your health coverage today. That's coveringflorida.org or call 877-813-9115.
Living with a body of water right outside your home sounds delightful until these boogers start showing up. Mosquitoes aren't just annoying. They can carry deadly diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. But with Summit Mosquito Dunks, you can have your pond without all the worry. Simply drop a Summit Mosquito Dunk into standing water and kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Mosquito dunks are harmless to people, pets, fish, and wildlife. So it's just that stop hanging around. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Ah, what a day to be a Florida tomato. Sunny, warm, ooh, and expected afternoon showers. I am feeling so vine. You say tomato, I say, what the? Ah!
Florida tomatoes. They're ripe for the picking. So look for Fresh from Florida tomatoes where you shop and support our state. See more seasonal produce at followfreshfromflorida.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home. For $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. If you'd like to send a text message, please do. Let us know you're out there and what you love to garden with. Or you can ask your gardening question. And please, if with a perfect text message, you give us your name and your city. And that helps me, respond in a correct way so that I know what zone you're in and what area of Florida or anywhere you are in the country. That will help. Let's go to our callers. And good morning, Roy. How are you?
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay. I did a real bad thing.
Oh, no, Roy. I'm afraid to hear this.
I sprayed all my roses and flower plants with a weed and grass killer. Yeah, and now they're all looking pretty bad. Is there anything I can do to help them out?
Oh, my goodness, Roy. Oh, and the heat, and there's no rain. Yes, just keep watering them, okay? So water them very well. Water them twice a day and just soak that ground. And so hopefully some of it will leach out and not get absorbed. I don't know what to tell you. I'm just going to keep our fingers crossed. How did that happen?
Well, I had the two sprayers, and I had one marked that was supposed to be. Pesticide, and
yeah.
Here it must have been the weed grass and weed killer that was left over in it.
Okay. So I'm getting a little bit of hope here. So did it have a pesticide in it, or did it have an herbicide, you know, to kill weeds?
It was an herbicide to kill weeds.
Oh, it wasn't a pesticide.
No.
Or an insecticide. Okay, yeah. So what did the roses, how long ago did this happen?
About 2 weeks ago.
How do they look now?
Bad.
Roy. Oh, my goodness. Okay, yeah, just keep watering. Have you been watering since you did this?
Yeah, I've been watering. You know what I did, though? I fertilized right after I did it, but maybe I did it more harm than good. I don't know.
Yeah, with the heat right now, it's the time of year to fertilize because we can't, most places in the state of Florida, you can't fertilize after the month of June. And so, after the month of May, starting June 1st, fertilizer bans go up. And so it is the time of the year to fertilize, but, it's hot and we haven't had any rain. So I take really, really precautions, and I never use, I'll be honest with you, Roy, I never use liquid herbicides. I always use slow release, and so, or granules. And, if it was granule, then you could kind of rake it out and not do it, and you wouldn't see the impact so quickly.
Yeah.
But with herbicides on the leaf, that's, going to be pretty bad. So what I would suggest is just to keep watering it and see what happens. And don't cut anything back just yet. See what really declines. And we got to just, be more careful in the future.
How long should I wait before I do anything? It's been 2 weeks would they start showing any signs of getting better in 3 or 4 weeks?
Yes, yes. Okay, so what I would do is anything that is really brown, crackly brown, or, you know, just dead, okay, I would go ahead and cut off and cut it off diagonally. Okay, don't cut it straight across off. Okay, horizontally, cut it diagonally. But if it's kind of looks wilted or it's a little bit brown, but there's a little bit of green coloring in it, go ahead and leave that. But you can cut off everything that has died. Okay.
Okay. I got a bunch of dead leaves. Take them off?
If they're completely brown, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. They if they're not, and you should start to see some growth coming out of it, hopefully, in about 3 to 4 weeks. Okay. It may take a couple of months to recover, but, you know, you may have to start all over, Roy.
So all I can do is water them, right?
Yeah, that's all you can do. There's nothing else you can do. And the watering, I'm just trying to get that kind of their system flushed and, you know, the ground flushed so that it's not there. It's good that we have sandy soil so it can kind of get out and leach out, and that will be better. Yeah.
Should I water just the base of the plants or the whole plant?
Well, I think that if you water the whole plant once a day, but, you know, if you want to water it, you know, the ground 2 times a day, that would be fine. And just saturate that root ball really well. But if you haven't watered the leaves yet, definitely that's important, because that's what the herbicides work on. They touch anything that's green or alive and, you know, foliage. Then that absorbs the herbicide and kills it.
Yeah, I've been trying to water them once a day.
But
I'll keep maybe once, twice a day, water them good.
Well, just water them
make
good.
A novena.
Yeah, and pray. Yeah, that's what you need, novena. I'm so sorry, Roy. I'm not laughing at you. I'm kind of I'm pained for you.
So I'll wait a couple more weeks. See what happens.
Yeah. Check back in with me. Let me know what they're doing next week. And then Tom McCubbin will be here the following week. And, you know, you can commiserate with him.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. I'm glad you called. You know, I will tell you honestly, Roy, I would have been embarrassed to call. So I'm glad you're coming, because it's a lesson to people to know that. So I appreciate you calling.
I appreciate you guys, too.
I'm sorry, Roy. I'm going to get my solemn face on here. And all right. Thank you. You have a good weekend. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Actually, believe it or not, I've done that before, too. But at least it was in my own yard and it wasn't in somebody else's.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I made the mistake where I grabbed the wrong bottle and I was like, yeah. Psh.
It
and
happens.
It was like, what happened? What did I do?
And or also people don't clean their containers out. You know, the containers that they use the pesticides in, and it's so important to wash it out, make sure you get all of that chemical out.
Or have a designated one just for that.
Yeah. And it sounds like Roy did that. He just picked up the wrong one.
Like I said, I've done it before, Roy, so you're not alone, buddy.
No. And I can appreciate that, too, as well. So what should you be doing this time of the year? Raking out your brown leaf. The dead blades from wintertime. So many of the grasses that I see people's yards, there's still a lot of brown leaves in there. Go ahead and rake those out. Just take your rake and pull it out, or you can clip them out. And so this is something that should have been done back in February and early March. But if you haven't done it, do it now, because it's just going to get thicker and it's not going to go away. You want to feed your container gardens weekly using a slow-release fertilizer as labeled. This is the month to get your fertilizing done. Water your plants first before you water. So fertilize after a rainstorm or after irrigation so that the plants are hydrated. You can now begin cuttings of your favorite shrubs and perennials. If you want to take a green cutting, you know, 6 to 8 inches long, you can cut it diagonally at the bottom of the branch. And go ahead and dip it in root hormone, put it in pots. You can cover it with a little bit of plastic. You know, I sometimes use the plastic food bags that you can get at the grocery store, and just cover it. Make sure it stays watered. Put it in the shade. It doesn't need to be in the full sun. Put it in the shade. Also, this too, time you can go to the stores now. They still probably have seed packets for sale for your favorite plants. Get them now because they're going to take that seed display out, and you're not going to find any seeds over the summer until about August and September for the fall. And so if you find some seeds that you like, get them. They're going to be good to sow in the fall time period. So it's too late to be planting tomatoes, peppers, and eggplants. You want to select some of the summer vegetables, your tropical vegetables, your Caribbean vegetables as well. And so you can go on to betterlawns.com and see what to plant this time of the year on what to do in your landscape for May. Then you can also, too, keep your bananas and papayas moist, especially when we're not getting rain, we're in a drought. And then you can feed monthly so that you have flowers by late summer and you will produce a crop. You can also give your citrus and your grapes and other fruits a late spring feeding. Do not overfeed. Follow the label instructions. More is not better. And this is the time of the year to be pruning back your blackberries and blueberries as soon as you have picked all the fruit off, or the squirrels have taken them, or the cedar waxwings have taken them.
Bring yeah. the old stuff up.
I know. I mean, I'm traumatized. And so you can also finish your spring feedings with your turf, again, because June 1st starts a fertilizer ban. If you have not fertilized your turf this time of the year, you want to use a 15-0-15 or a 16-0-8. If you've already fertilized last month or a month before and you want to green up your lawn, you can use an iron feeding only product all during the summertime to green your lawn up without telling it to grow. So, I mean, if you don't like mowing your lawn, why are you feeding it? Why are you fertilizing it? So no need to do that. Also, too, some of your areas of your lawns may have died because of the drought. This is a time of the year you can add new sod or plugs, get them looking good. And then avoid mowing with dull blades. You want to sharpen your lawnmower after every 5 mowings. All right. So I want to thank Teresa Woodard, co-author of American Roots. We're going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hey, Bill, how's it going? I'm fine, Bob. I just wish I were ready for mosquito season.
Well, that's why I bought Summit Mosquito Dunks.
Summit Mosquito Dunks?
Yep. They kill the mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite.
How about that? Well, I guess I'm off to the store.
Help protect yourself and your family from diseases caused by mosquitoes with Summit Mosquito Dunks. Available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.
Ah, what a day to be a Florida tomato. Sunny, warm. Ooh, and expected afternoon showers. I am feeling so vine. You say tomato, I say, what the? Ah!
Florida tomatoes. They're ripe for the picking. So look for Fresh from Florida tomatoes where you shop and support our state. See more seasonal produce at followfreshfromflorida.com.